Right on this Tuesday morning, you heard this story in the news just a few minutes ago. A busboy at Timbers Restaurant in Ludington, Michigan, wanted the day off last week. So he told his boss that he tested positive for COVID-19. Well, the owner of the restaurant was obviously terrified for his own safety and that of his employees. They shut down for the weekend. They lost thousands of dollars in revenue from what would have been pretty robust Friday and Saturday nights. Well, it turns out the kid just wanted the day off. He did not have COVID-19. So what happens now? Joining us right now is Clark Hill attorney Stephanie Romeo. Stephanie, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
There's a lot of things you can and can't say in the workplace in this COVID-19 era. Number one at the top of the list has got to be falsely saying that you have the coronavirus.
Yes, definitely. That is certainly a problematic action, and that's definitely something that employers could take action for if an employee is going to lie and make those type of false accusations, especially with how serious this virus is.
Absolutely. Is this something that not only could he be sued, but, I mean, this could become a, in the article that I saw said this is now a police matter. I mean, this is kind of like shouting fire in a crowded movie theater, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. And of course, while employees have rights and they can say certain things about their employment, like their terms and conditions of employment, they certainly can't be making up lies and things about these public safety issues and the public health and certainly those kinds of matters. So it is quite similar to what you said to like speaking about fire in a crowded theater. You can't be lying about your symptoms about COVID when these employers have to take any type of accusation like that very seriously.
Now, obviously, Stephanie, that's the extreme end of the spectrum. What are some other things, though, that employees could get in trouble for saying at work?
Yeah, so, of course, while they do have some protections, there's other things they can get in trouble for, such as statements about violence or threatening others. So, for example, if an employee comes into work and says, I don't want to wear a mask and anyone who makes me better watch their back. Well, something like that is certainly problematic because then they're inciting violence or threatening others in the workplace. That's certainly going to have a detrimental effect on your workforce. And that's certainly something problematic that they could be disciplined for.
What about from an employer's standpoint? What are some things that could get them in trouble for terminating an employee?
Yeah, so there's certainly a few things that employers have to be careful about. And I think one of the main things is terminating employees for talking about the terms and conditions of their employment. So this can include things like talking about public safety, about their wages, about their health. So, for example, if an employee is talking about how their employer gave them a certain type of mask at work and they didn't feel like it was safe enough or complying with the CDC, those types of things employees can't talk about because they're talking about these terms and conditions of their employment. So in that instance, if an employer takes action, then they're infringing on an employee's rights under the National Labor Relations Act. So a situation like that would be problematic on the employer's end. There's also situations known as whistleblower claims, for example, when an employee is bringing up safety concerns to their boss, for example. In Detroit, some nurses were fired for talking about staffing shortages. And then of course, the employer claims that's not where they were fired, but now the employers are having whistleblower actions against their employers saying they were fired for speaking about these safety concerns.
Very interesting. Of course, the place that a lot of people go to voice concerns and opinions is online. What about social media comments? Can that be something that gets employees into trouble with their bosses?
Yes, it definitely can. And it's important to note because social media is so prevalent these days, especially with everyone working from home and everyone kind of wanting to share their opinion. But they definitely can be disciplined. So if the employee's making kind of the statements that I discussed before, like the statement about not wanting to wear a mask and if you make me, you better watch your back. They put that on social media and an employer sees it, they can certainly be disciplined for that.
Yeah, that's something to be aware of for sure. We're talking with attorney Stephanie Romeo about Getting back to work and some of the things that you can and can't do, what about employees who are constantly policing other employees, tattling for that worker that doesn't wear a mask or doesn't right. wash his hands?
Yeah, and it's actually, there's really nothing wrong with that, and it's actually generally encouraged for employees to do that, although it does kind of sound like tattling and maybe something negative, but in the end, we're all worried about our safety and the safety of others, and it is important for employees to speak out if they can, but we'd also recommend that maybe instead of having a violent interaction or something more confrontational with an employee, to maybe tell your supervisor or someone in human resources to kind of get the issue resolved that way rather than having kind of an all-out fight in the workplace.
Probably the most important thing is communication. I mean, we're all in a new world. Things are not the way that they were 3 or 4 months ago, and it's probably incumbent on employers to communicate clearly and effectively with their employees, isn't it?
Yes, it's a great point, Paul. That, I think, is the key and the biggest thing employers should remember is communication. And just making their employees aware of the decisions they're making. What are they deciding about remote work? Are they going to allow that to continue? Are they going to end that? What are they doing in the workplace for safety? Are they providing masks? Are they providing hand sanitizer? How are they reacting to this virus? And what are they doing to make this return to work as smooth and easy as possible? And when employers are communicating, it's much less likely that employees are going to speak in negative ways or spread misinformation and things like that. So a lot of employers are sending surveys to their employees and then giving them detailed updates about the decisions they're making.
You don't necessarily need to throw away the old employee manual, but there certainly are a lot of addendums to go into it, aren't there?
Yes, definitely. There's so much to think about with remote work, with new policies such as going into break rooms or lunch rooms, taking time off, the new laws that have been passed, federal laws. So there's definitely a lot of addendums that can be made and a lot of changes that could last for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Stephanie, good stuff to think about. We appreciate your input. Thanks for being with us this morning.